Now, we're going to look at the gospel for this 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The gospel is Matthew 16, 21 to 27. And in the liturgy, we've been prepared for this by the text from Jeremiah in chapter 20 about the suffering of a prophet that comes from love. Here, we begin from this point on. Well, what's the point on? Well, it's right after the confession of Peter. In other words, our Lord, now that there's been this confession of Peter, people are ready for the rest. You see? You see, you are Peter, and I'll give you the keys. And then he commanded them, tell no one that he's the Christ. After this, Jesus began, which is exactly the same words, because we're beginning a new section of the gospel, exactly the same words that he uses in chapter 4, verse 17. After this, Jesus began. The same words. Okay. So here, the text says, after this, Jesus began. I want to just check one thing, because my text says Jesus Christ, and I'm sure that that's a misguided variant. At least I think so. It's a variant, all right. So the text should read probably, after this, Jesus began to show his disciples. The word that's used here for show is a revelation word. Jesus is going to start opening up God's plan. Peter has already confessed him now as Messiah. He's been promised that he's the rock, the foundation of the new temple. Now they're ready to hear the rest of the story, okay? And so he began to show, to reveal to his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem. What's the had to there? You see? That's the Father's will. It's a little word in Greek, D-E-I. Wherever you find it, it means God's will. Did not the Christ had to suffer and so enter his glory? Same word. You see? Had to go. John, one place, for instance, in chapter 4, he had to go this way. Well, he only had to go this way from south to north because the Father willed it so, that he would go through Samaria. And so it says here, you see, he had to go away, like, to Jerusalem and suffer many things, pola, pathin, from the presbyters, the priests, the high priests, and the scribes. You see? The elders, if you will, the chief priests, and the scribes. And be killed, and on the third day, rise. He has to do this. This is the will of the Father. Now, they've been ready for this, you see. This is now there'll be three of these prophecies here in Matthew and also in Mark and Luke. Three times Jesus predicts his passion and resurrection. This is the first one. You see? And so, he would suffer much, you see, from the high priests, the elders, and the scribes, the theologians, and be killed, and on the third day, rise. That's the plan of God. Now do you see how that text that I mentioned in Jeremiah fits? Jesus is the prophet. He loves us with an infinite love. And he is willing to bear all that he has to bear in order to bring us salvation so that we can spend eternity with God. That's God's plan. That's the Father's plan. Now, as the gospel is structured, this is the first time that we hear it this way. And so you can imagine, oh, I don't know how they translate this. God forbid, oh, may the Lord let it happen. Lord, that anything like this should happen to you. Now here's the fellow who just, blessed are you, Simon, son of John, just a few verses earlier. Because flesh and blood did not reveal us, but my Father in heaven. Now here's Peter getting himself in a lot of trouble. You see? This should never happen to you. Or however they translate. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Now look at this. You see? And turning around, whipping around, and saying to Peter, out of my way. Get behind me. Satan. See how much that affected Jesus? I just made you the head of my church. I love you. You're one of my best friends. Right now, you're Satan. You're making this burden greater than it has to be by not going along with me, by not supporting me. You see? I looked for some who would console me, and I didn't find any. You know the way it goes in the Passion Narrative times. You see? He turned. Now, you can take that he turned right at him and said, or he turned away from him. Out of my way. Strafis. Epage. O peace, get behind me. Satan. You are a scandal to me. And the word here for scandal, you see, it's a rock of I trip over. Now you're a different kind of rock, Peter. You are opposing my Father's will with your own dumb thinking. My Father is perfect. My Father is infinite love. This is his plan. Anything that doesn't correspond to that plan is out, including you. He's tough. Why? Because he loves. He is going to carry out the Father's plan for the love of every human being, whoever did live, will live, you see? And Peter is in the way. And it would tug on him, not to, you know, like he'd ever yield to it, but I mean, Peter, one of my closest friends, I just made you the rock. I'm going to build my whole temple on you. And you're wobbling already. You see? And so, you're a scandal to me. And the reason why, and now you understand the relationship between the what Paul says in Romans, where he speaks to the Romans about not thinking like the world thinks. He says here, you do not think the thoughts of God, but those of men. You're limited. You're frightened. You're comfort-centered. You're self-centered. You don't get it. And so now, I forgot how they even translate that. Now, what do we got here? You are thinking not as God does. Yeah, but there's a ta. You don't think the things of God, but the things of men, literally. Now, he really gets the business, doesn't he? Well, because Jesus loves him, he will not tolerate 2 seconds of that kind of thinking in the future pope. No, Peter. You know? And then right away, as Matthew organizes his text, right away, we hear, if anybody wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That's the only way to follow. Oh, I thought we were going to change the world. We are. But it's going to cost. This is not a game. You know, some of those like humorous plays we used to have. I don't remember which one it was. Well, Jesus Christ Superstar and those things. One of them, the apostles are all drunk at the Last Supper, which they weren't. But anyway, and they're singing, I always wanted to be an apostle. I wanted to write my memoirs. It's perfect. I mean, how short-sighted, how unready they were. Yeah, big shot in the kingdom. Yeah, I'd like that. But you're going to be crucified and die and rise? I mean, no. You see? If anybody wants to come after me, let him deny himself. Huh? Take up his cross. Now, what can the Lord mean by that? Take up his cross. It means pick up whatever is going to make that's in your life, you know, that's tough. Could be sickness, could be whatever. See, and follow me. That's the privilege. Lots of people are following anybody. The latest rock star, the latest movie actress, the latest whatever. The only people who are on the way to great and eternal happiness are those who follow Jesus. Now, some may be following him and not know it, but not a lot. The idea that somehow we don't have to preach to the world is absolute scandal. It's wrong. And it's a total lack of compassion. You see? Follow me. For if you want to save your life in this world, you're going to lose it. You can't hang on to it. Whereas if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it. Guaranteed. Come, follow me. Give your life to me, and you'll have a life even in this world. You know, if you read some books about the saints, you know, and their suffering, you say, well, you know, I'll go to church on Sunday, and I'll put a little bit in the collection, but I'm not going to go that way. But if you read what the saints say themselves, all they ever talk about is happiness. There's a secret there, you see? And so what good if you gain the whole world and lose your life forever? What are you going to do with the whole world? Take it with you? What's the point? You know, there are people who own almost, you know, they own trillions of dollars. Or billions, anyway. And they're still running after money. If they stopped now and made a concerted effort to spend all the money they have on themselves, they'd die before they finished. They couldn't do it. Do you see the deceit? You see? The deceit. And then he goes on to say, look, you see? So what will a man give for his life? You see? What would he give, you see, for his life, you see? And the answer is his life. You see? You could gain the whole world. You see, what can you give in exchange for your life? Suppose you've led a not such a great life, and the doctor says, you're in the hospital, and the doctor says, look, you've probably got about 2 hours to live. You say, doctor, I've got $20 million home in the bank. It's yours. Just fix me up. He can't. See? And so, the Son of Man will come with his angels, and he'll give to each one what he deserves according to his conduct. That's a promise. And so, you see, the call to take up the cross, the call to be, you know, obey and love God's people enough to act in a way that can help them, talk in a way. You see what happens then at Judgment Day? You see, you're judged on your works. And you can say, boy, oh boy, I am so glad you kept after me, Lord. I am so grateful. Amen.